We actually want to head into the ocean because I want to take a couple of minutes to reflect on the return of an incredibly popular festival that taps into Cape Town's surf culture and also into our shared responsibility for caring for our oceans. Hard to believe it's the 16th annual edition already of the Wavescape Surf and Ocean Festival kicking off this weekend. And it's a long event. It's a month-long menu serving up the stoke, if you like, the ocean-related events and movies and panel discussions, beach cleanups, and much, much more, all happening at nine different venues this year. And delighted to welcome in studio someone who I think knows more about surfing in South Africa than anybody I can think of. Steve Pike is director of Wavescape Media, one of our top local surfing writers. Great to have you with us, Steve.
Thanks, Pippa. Great to be here.
The surf culture in Cape Town is huge. We're blessed with so many different ways to enjoy ocean-related surf sports in the city that it's a big market that you're talking to. Just remind us, though, about the ethos of the Wavescape Festival, because it's not only about celebrating surfing.
Yeah, it's actually funny enough. It started out as that. It started out as a celebration of beach culture and surfing and surf movies. And then as this whole thing around the ocean started to become more urgent, so we started to segue into more ocean conservation issues and, you know, science, the science behind ocean conservation. And still, surfing is still our core.
Yeah.
And it brings that inspiration and that aspirational element. But yeah, it's increasingly urgent for us to save our seas, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a real mix. If you look at the lineup of films, for example, there are stories of surfers, there are stories of skateboarders, there are stories about plastic pollution, and. It's a long list of events over a month, but so we're going to pick out a couple of the highlights. Let's talk about first what's happening this coming Saturday, the opening night.
Okay, so yeah, in fact, funny enough, a lot of our movies this year are profile and personality driven. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Bethany Hamilton, and the movie this Saturday is Tony Alva, the Tony Alva story, and he's, you know, one of the pioneers of skateboarding. So Vans are, you know, he's one of the Vans kind of riders in America, and he's an amazing lifestyle kind of character, and it's his story. So it's basically the premiere, the African premiere, if you like, of the documentary about him. And then there's a couple of bands, and it's also like the launch of our festival.
Okay, so that's happening at the Jack Black Tap Room at number 10 Bridget Street in Dip River, Saturday evening from 6 till 10. I know there's no cost to attend the opening night, but you do have to book tickets, is that correct?
Yes, you do.
Okay, through Quicket.
Yeah.
All right. Just for those who don't know the backstory of the Tony Alva story, it's not just about skateboarding. It deals with drug addiction and the rise and fall and celebrity culture, etc. So really one to look out for, the Tony Alva story. You mentioned Bethany Hamilton. I've already booked tickets to take my daughter to go and see her movie. That's an incredibly inspirational story. Won't you just remind those listeners, or tell those who don't know the name?
Yeah, so Bethany is a Hawaiian surfer who lost her left arm to a tiger shark when she was a lighty, so to speak. And she's now grown into a formidable surfer, big wave surfer, challenging and pushing the guys in the big waves, competitive surfer, and recently mother too.
Amazing. She is incredible. You might have caught her story has been told on film before in sort of big screen versions, but this is her film, which is, I think, right towards the end of the calendar.
Yes. We saved the best to last in kind of a way. It's the closing nights movie. Yeah.
Okay. I can't wait to come and see that one. Also a highlight is the screening on Clifton Forth Beach. It's always a highlight of the festival. You're doing that again this year?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And we're sort of praying that the Southeaster doesn't cane us like it often does.
Okay. What's the film that's screening at Clifton this year? Or is it a mix of films?
It's a whole mix of films, yeah.
Okay.
The main act is Made in South Africa, the Jason Hearn film, which is really amazing.
So that's Make a Date in Your Diaries for the 30th of November on Clifton Forth Beach. And it's from sort of 8 o'clock with I think, a variety of shorts as well, part of the program. Matt, thanks for your WhatsApp. Matt saying, is there still a surfing ban in Reunion because of shark activity? Steve, I kind of know the answer because I had a guest talking about Reunion quite recently. But do you want to elaborate at all?
Well, as far as I know, that ban is still in place.
Well, so Matt, I had a Reunion tourism spokesperson on the show last Friday, and she confirmed there are still several beaches where there are no surfing signs up, and they're trying as best as possible to enforce that. With what degree of success, I don't know. I think some people are still taking the risk and going out, but effectively a number of the beaches are It's not the entire island, was my understanding, but several beaches known for high levels of shark activity are still affected. Thanks for your interest. Let's talk a little bit about, besides the movie screenings that are part of Wavescape, some of the other events. One of the big ones that always attracts a lot of attention is the surfboard art board event, where big names decorate surfboards. Steve, just for those who've never been, tell us what happens and tell us who's taking part this year.
So we've got a range of artists. Brett Murray always kindly donates his time. Mm. We've got a board actually by Sean Thompson and Blessing Ngobeni, who's quite a famous character in the art world. And we've got, even Arno Carstens has done a board for us this year.
Pretty cool.
So we've got a great lineup of 11 boards.
So I've got to say, I know my budget does not stretch far enough to buy it, but if I could, I would be bidding on Sean's board, because let me just tell you what's involved. It's not just decorated by a legend, former world surfing champion Sean Thompson. You might recall we had him in studio, it must be more than a year ago now, possibly even 2 years ago, talking about The Code, the book he wrote in response to the loss of his son, and the book he wrote about youngsters about having a sort of a code for life. And Sean is actually handwriting the 12 elements of his code onto that board. More than that, the board is shaped by Wawa wooden surfboards. You might remember having them in studio a year or two ago, talking about the amazing crafting that goes into those boards. So that is a real collector's item. And it's not just about owning an amazing piece board. Steve, this is a charity fundraiser, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a charity fundraiser. But what I love about that board is you know, his whole sort of theme, Sean's, was we all connected by the ocean. Yeah. And Blessing has done an interpretation of that on the other side.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. Okay, as I say, it would be a waste for me to buy it anyway, because Roxy's managed to get me standing up, I think, twice on a surfboard, but not more than that so far. But okay, so the Artboard Charity Exhibition and Auction is also happening at the Jack Black Tap Room. And you mentioned the charity element. I just want to mention a couple of the charities who are beneficiaries of Wavescape. It's always, I know, NSRI. It's always pledges some money to the Shark Spotters. A couple of others you want to mention for us, Steve?
Yeah, so we've actually got a couple of new ones, and the Sentinel Ocean Alliance, which is the one that's run by big wave surfer Frank Solomon.
Okay.
And also the Sabrina Foundation is actually the exclusive recipient for the Sean Thompson board.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So check out the list. There's a long list of charities that benefit from the Wavescape events. And I want to direct you to their website, by the way, which is wavescapefestival.com. If you want to get a full rundown of what's happening each night at which venue, etc., you'll find it there. Dear, somebody's WhatsApp to say, I have just checked and that Jack Black Tony Alva event is already booked out on Quicket. I've just tried to book tickets. I'm so sorry.
Sorry.
Okay, but that's great news. Obviously, what a way to start your event this year. Another WhatsApp, lovely one in from Anthea, who says, I am a 77-year-old surfer, been on TV, Fair Lady and radio because I only started surfing at the age of 70. My arms are muscled now and I love my ladybird on my arm and shoulder and just love surfing so much. That is an inspirational story. I'm going to ask my producer please to take a note of Anthea's number. She sounds like somebody we need to talk to on the show. I think she might in fact have called in before on that subject. But you're never too old to start, are you, Steve?
Absolutely.
Or are you?
No, you're not. Definitely not.
Okay. Okay, any other particular elements of the festival that we haven't touched on that you'd like our listeners to know about?
Well, I guess, you know, there's beach cleanups. There's some amazing fundraisers with Ocean Pledge and the Beach Co-op. We've got this Deep South screening, which is actually a new little outreach we're doing this year, which is 2 days of films at Camel Rock.
Oh, in Scarborough?
Yeah, okay. In Scarborough.
Okay, I just want to check the dates of those. So that's going to be a little bit later in the month, I think.
Yeah, that's 21-22 November, yeah.
Right. Again, it's a long list of venues and dates. So check out wavescapefestival.com for the individual details of what is happening then. And then just to mention Slide Night, which is kind of like a mini TED Talk Pecha Kucha kind of event in shorter doses.
Exactly. It's like 10-minute talks by people who have got a close affinity to the ocean.
Okay.
And, you know, scientists, activists, adventurers, that sort of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there is really something for everyone. Even if you don't surf, even if you've never set foot on a surfboard and don't ever intend to do so, maybe you just want to celebrate the love of the ocean and efforts to keep it clean. As Steve mentioned, there is a beach cleanup that is part of the program. If that's what you want to be part of, check out the details. Again, wavescapefestival.com is the website you want to visit for all the information on the Surf and Ocean Festival. Steve, what are you most looking forward to? Final question. I know it's like asking you to choose a child that's your favorite, but is there any particular event you want to give a shout out
to? I guess it's like waiting for that wave in the set, you know, that perfect wave. But I love Clifton. I mean, I think the kick that I get out of this festival, and I have had since we started in 2004, was just watching the sheer joy and stoke on people's faces when they, you know, when they're getting entertained and loving it. So I love Clifton especially because there's lots of people getting entertained, and Slide Night to me also is a super special concept, and it really works. And as you say, it's not just for surfers or ocean users. It's really an interesting night out.
Okay, Steve Pike, thanks so much for chatting to us today and making time to come to studio. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Pippa.
And hope it's a huge success of a festival again. Good luck with the charity fundraising. Last year, that art auction raised 780,000 rand.
Yep.
Hoping to equal or better that this year.
It's going to be tough.
You never know. Everybody, details, including ticketing details and more on the art boards in case you want to put in a bid on wavescapefestival.com.